Jared here with you, and we got an exciting Home Roots tour coming to Peace River. So I thought I'd interview the band performing and see what we have going on.
Sure. I'm Jody.
And I'm Noah.
And we're here with the band Kitty and the Rooster, and we're playing in Peace River on Saturday at the Art Hub.
Awesome. And tell me a little bit about the show. What can people expect from this performance?
Well, we are a two-piece band. There's only two of us, but we sound like a full band. And we love music, surf music from the early 1960s. So that's kind of the backbone of our band, is old-fashioned surf guitar music.
I think it's a really fun show.
Yeah.
We just want people to have a good time.
Yeah. And our lyrics are pretty upbeat and honest.
We sing a lot of silly songs.
Yeah.
In Vanderhoof on this tour, they said we won the award for most gear, but also we won the award for the first time people had ever danced at one of their Home Roots shows. So a lot of gear and maybe some dancing.
Wow. And Kitty and the Rooster are pretty interesting names and personas. How'd you guys come up with that?
Well, long before we formed a band, we were a couple for a long time. And Jody had always collected this band name list, you know, with hundreds of band names on it. And we had always thought if we ever started a band, it would be called Kitty and the Rooster. But then what I didn't know, though, was she actually secured all the social media handles and the website, just in case we ever did one day start a band. And sure enough, about 2 years later, we actually did start Kitty and the Rooster.
And then we just bought on the internet the cat and rooster masks, I don't know, for some reason, on a lark to go with the name. And I started taking photos of us in the masks everywhere. And
but a lot of that had to do with Jody is also a great photographer. And so it made sense to have a visual component of the band. And so all of her photos is kind of part of the whole experience.
And you guys have been, making your own music, which is fantastic. Your last album was 2023, the first one in 2018. And you guys have a third album in the works?
Yeah, we have a third album. It's coming out soon. It's coming out on May 1st. So pretty soon here. It's called Get the Clap. Kitty and Rooster, Get the Clap. And in the show, we'll be playing a lot of songs from the third album. And this album is cool. We're putting it out on vinyl. So this will be our first vinyl record coming out.
Wow, that's exciting. People will get kind of a sneak peek of what's coming up there. And what would you say is like the inspiration for your sound?
Well, like Noah was saying, we really love surf music from the 1960s. So our music, I think, is very surf-inspired. And then most of our songs are just inspired by our life, like being, I don't know, a touring band in Canada. It comes from lots of things that our friends have said, lots of things that people have said to us at our shows.
Yeah, Jody's great at collecting up stories everywhere we go. She's always secretly writing down things that come up in conversation.
Be careful at the show. No, I'm just kidding.
And many of those turn into our songs. I would file all of our songs into the "it's funny because it's true" category.
And with all this time touring, are there any interesting stories from the road you guys have?
Oh, gosh, so many. I don't even know where to start. But it's kind of cool touring because we get to go all kinds of places that we would never otherwise get to go and meet all kinds of people that we would never otherwise get to meet. Like, I don't know, on this tour already, we've been all over the place. Like, we've been all over the interior of BC. We were in 70 Mile House in Quesnel, Vanderhoof, Burns Lake. We went all the way over to Prince Rupert and Smithers. Now we're up in the Peace region in BC. And before heading up to Alberta to see you guys.
Awesome. And will this be your first time kind of in the Peace region in Alberta here?
No, actually, my grandparents live in Grimshaw, so I've spent a lot of time up in the Peace region. And we played, Kitty and Rooster played at the brewery in Peace River in the last summer or two.
Wow, okay. So you guys are a little familiar with the area. That's awesome.
Yeah, familiar. Yeah, I grew up on the BC side of the Peace region. Like, I grew up in and around Fort St. John. So it's been lots of time coming over to Peace River in Grimshaw. I know that the drive over well.
Now, of course, I mean, all the songs are fantastic, but is there any one in particular that you guys love to play or maybe has some good crowd interaction? Like, what's one people can, like, really look forward to, you think?
Any thoughts, Noah?
Well, there's a song on our new record called Stay Together for the Digs, which is all about life in Vancouver and life in being in a couple duo. And since we're approaching our 10-year bandiversary coming up next month, so that one is resonating right now for me.
And then there are some saucy ones that we probably can't say the lyrics for on the radio, but people always seem to really love those ones.
Awesome. And if you guys had to sum up the show in, like, one sentence or maybe even one word, what would you say?
Fun. I think fun. Am I allowed to say we're fun? Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Noah, you have one?
I like the word surf-tastic.
Surf-tastic. Okay. I pick fun, Noah picks surf-tastic.
Perfect. And was there anything else you guys wanted to mention, talk about, or touch on?
I mean, I feel like you covered most of the stuff.
And just the fact that we're on a Home Roots tour, and Home Roots is a really cool organization based out of Winnipeg, and they send small groups all over Canada playing sometimes remote communities that wouldn't normally have live music, and they often play in people's homes or small community event spaces. And so it's cool to be on a Home Roots tour.
Awesome. And any last closing words to really convince people to come on down to the show and check it out?
Oh, gosh.
Well, we're loaded up the cock rocket with all of our instruments. We've got a stand-up cocktail drum kit, a 1960s surf guitar. We got some rubber masks and a bunch of songs that we're ready to play for you all.
Well, thanks for joining me in the studio, and of course, good luck on the show.